USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is criticizing the supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol. President Trump telling reporters in South Texas his administration is about supporting law and order and the halls of government. He also called on people to respect law enforcement and be peaceful. Regarding the riots last week, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, says people are being held accountable for their actions.
As we sit here now, literally days after this event happened, we have already opened more than 170 subject files, meaning these individuals have been identified as potential persons that committed crimes on the Capitol grounds, inside and outside. So of those 170 cases that have already been opened, and I anticipate that's going to grow to the hundreds in the next coming weeks, we've already charged over 70 cases.
USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the government is catching up in the race to vaccinate people against the coronavirus.
We're in a race against this virus, and quite frankly, we're behind, but we're accelerating. The good news is that 700,000 people are getting vaccinated every single day.
Adams says the government is changing its guidance on vaccinations.
Not going to hold back that second dose anymore because now we have enough in reserve that we can just start pushing those doses out there. We're going to have clear guidance from the CDC to governors that they should vaccinate people 65 and above.
The 85th Masters Tournament is limiting attendance this year due to the pandemic. Chairman Fred Ridley of the Augusta National Golf Club says only a select number of patrons will be allowed to attend the Golf Major, which is scheduled to take place between April 5th through the 11th. At this time, the exact number of people allowed at the event has not been revealed. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House is again looking to impeach President Trump.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up that article on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Large vaccination sites are popping up across the United States. In Glendale, Arizona, State Farm Stadium, home to the Arizona Cardinals, is a large vaccination site, as is Disneyland in Anaheim, California. In New York City, Citi Field is also being used, where New York Mets owner Steve Cohen says he's glad to help in the battle against the virus.
You know, we know the suffering that's going on with COVID, and any way the organization could help support this effort, we were going to do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.